and post were tied together at the division and the fence and the rails.
Are there any other kind of wood fences we didn't talk about?
Plank fences and picket fences.
The pickets were built of little pieces where they weren't...
They were vertical.
They weren't woven.
And no. There is a woven fence, too.
What do you call that?
Woven fence, I guess. That's all I think of.
Do you ever make a fence or a wall or anything out of stone?
Not in this area. Very seldom. I have made... I did at the house I had in town. I had rock fences on both sides.
And what do you call fine dishes you eat out of? You say, this is my fine...
China.
Did they ever use china to maybe have something made out of china to put under a hen to make her lay or something?
Yeah, china egg.
They did? I didn't know.
And they had glass eggs, too. That were imitation to fool the hen.
Is there a difference in a china egg and a glass egg?
Yeah. Glass egg is clear. China is more like the egg, natural egg. Nice.
And you mentioned that when you were doing the milking, you used a metal bucket. What, do they ever have them out of wood?
I've never seen any. But if they do, I know I haven't seen them.
What about in the kitchen? Do they ever have a container that maybe flakes were scraped in to feed hogs or anything?
A slop bucket.
What was it like?
It was a mess.
Was it a special bucket that was used?
Not particularly. We used most anything. It had to contain the grease and the scrapings from the plate. And not very pleasant to look at.
Well, what did they fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Did it have legs on it, or was it flat or what?
Most of it flat.
Made out of iron or sheet metal?
In the old days.
And then outside, did they ever have some big metal containers that you use in those boiling clothes or anything?
A wash pot? Yeah.
Sir. How did you build that?
Just drilled a hole down through the ceiling and put a cap on the upper side, the metal cap over it, pull it down tight so that the inside rotates, you see, but it doesn't leak.
And it tells you?
Tells you which way the wind's blowing.
That's a good invention. Did you have something in the kitchen to boil water in? A special potato? A tea?
A kettle.
What about something to contain just to put things in? Those are pots there, but if you might have some cut flowers
in the vase.
If you wanted some flowers, you say you're going outside to
cut the flowers.
Did you ever use another word like
pick? Another one.
And when you were having dinner or something, what would you use? What would you use to eat with?
Knife and fork.
Did you ever use a
spoon?
And you might have two forks and two spoons and two
knives.
And after you ate, somebody would have to do what to the dishes?
Scrape the plates.
And then they would have to
wash them.
And then put them in the clear water that you say she...
Rinse them.
What do they use? They have a piece of cloth or something?
Sometimes a sponge.
What do they call the piece of cloth that they have?
Dish rag.
And what about to wash your face with?
Washcloth.
And to dry the dishes with?